management plan, and there's a presentation that was sent out ahead of time, which was quite wonderful to receive ahead of time, Rick. Thank you so much for that, very comprehensive. Given that this is a presentation that's not speaking to an item per se, the protocol is around a 10-minute time frame, Rick. If you, I know that you have a lot there, but if you could try and keep, anyone else gets
it? I thought I had five until I arrived, so 10 is great.
Can everyone see that okay?
Do you want to put on the slideshow?
I always get confused by technology. Just at the bottom there.
Just bring it down. It's pointing at the bottom. This is one of the points of the end.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, committee members, and other members of council. My name is Rick Jordan. I'm a member of the Guelph Urban Forest Friends, and I'm here to speak to the Urban Forest Management Plan, at least one aspect of it. And I also should thank Suzanne. I think she preempted my talk in a lot of cases, right? So please bear with me as I go through. Guelph Urban Forest Friends are a group of citizens working through education and advocacy to maintain and increase the health, integrity, and area of Guelph's urban forest. We are small in number of our core numbers, however, we have a weekly, our email list and mailing list is growing. I think it's somewhere in the nature of 500 correspondents now, either by mail, telephone, or email. The purpose of the presentation today is to outline issues harming trees in an urban environment, to recommend ways to protect Guelph's trees. And one of those is to look at passing an interim tree protection bylaw to establish an urban forestry department with certified foresters, and following that, establish an urban forest advisory committee. How trees benefit a city. I'm sure that we're all aware of this, but I'll just quickly run over them. Improve air quality, combat climate change, reduce UV exposure, reduce energy needs, reduce runoff, enhance groundwater recharge, increase property value, provide habitat, support health and well-being, and contribute to community heritage. Most of these, as I say, we are all aware of them. Something that is coming forward more and more is the health issues, especially with related to skin cancer. Here we have two similar homes on a street in the city. One of them is obviously well shaded by a mature tree, and it has definitely decreased heating and air conditioning costs, lowering the energy demand. If removing a healthy tree, which this one was, means less water infiltration and more runoff, degrading the water resources with pollution and sediment. A study in Charlottesville, Virginia, this is through a GRCA report, showed that when tree cover dropped by 8% between 1976 and 2000, the amount of runoff increased by 19%. And the trees stabilize the amount of after-storm runoff. The GRCA report says our city needs a stable amount of river water for wastewater management as opposed to this influx, the ebb and flow that we get with storms and high runoffs. Urban conditions can be rough on trees. Current development and construction practices are damaging for trees. Here we see construction materials piled around the base of this tree. The soil is being compacted. Moisture can't get up in down to those feeder roots. Oxygen is being deprived. Here's a view out off of Victoria Road. These trees were limbed up. They're limbing them up. What's going to happen next? This is what it looks like today and has looked like this for some time. The house has been protected. However, the trees are gone. The topsoil has been removed. And as I say, it's been sitting like this for some time. Obviously, the infiltration rate of water has changed drastically from the previous slide. places to grow will bring thousands of new homes to Guelph, and the pressures that will go with it. This is a empty lot within the city. There were 13 healthy trees, same lot. The trees have been removed on private property as well as on city property. There's a house there now, but obviously we're going to get higher rate of runoffs into the storm sewers. At all costs, trees can withstand a lot of pressure. However, damage to the roots is one of the life-sustaining issues. And when you see something like this, we all had this vision that tree roots go down a long ways into the soil. They don't. They're in that top layer. And here we've removed all of the soil around. It looks like it's approximately a foot down. So those feeder roots that I spoke of earlier, they've been gone, removed. And we talked about the drip line. Traditionally, that is the perimeter of the tree canopy. Some reports actually talk about it being protected further out than that, 1.5 times beyond the existing canopy. You have construction materials piled around the tree, lots of compaction. Another site. Here's one that's all too common, the construction vehicles going in and out. Roots being damaged. Here's what happens when tree roots are severed on one side, so close to a trunk. Now, this didn't occur in Guelph, but it can happen in Guelph. We've removed those structural roots on the one side, and get a heavy wind, it can just topple over because there's no support. Aftercare of newly planted trees, this is out in Courtright Hills Park. The tree is marginally alive, perhaps it will live, but. And this isn't only the city, it's homeowners. We need to educate homeowners on taking care of their tree. And some cities have a program, tree tenders, they're called. I think Peterborough is one that has a great program. And they work with citizens, training citizens to take care of newly planted trees. Here we have the percentages. This is from a conference in Toronto that some people from Guelph attended. Figures were given. This one I found hard to believe, but apparently, once again at the same conference, the ambient temperature can increase by 26 degrees, or can increase by 20 to 25 degrees on that concrete surface or asphalt surface. Here we provide shade over our hard surface, in this case brick. All too common, once again, a damage inflicted by usually maintenance crews. It could have been voles or something when the tree was younger, but I suspect from my experience that this would have been a mower or weed eater inflicted damage. And my question is, do we need to maintain the trees right up to the collar such as this? Does it really matter? Grass grows up around it. Aesthetically, perhaps, but I'm not sure. Guelph's history of arboreal inaction, it's not really so much inaction. Action has been taken, but then the follow-through hasn't already been there. The tree cutting bylaw that was mentioned, or tree protection bylaw that was mentioned earlier, was from 1986. In 1991, a policy recognized that it must be revised in order to control the number of trees, woodlots, and habitat destroyed annually by a development. 1994, methods for protecting trees from development should be developed in the Green Plan. 2003, Environmental Action Plan recommends tree inventory, updating tree bylaw to protect natural features, and developing guidelines to protect trees during construction. The Abood Report recommends hiring a professional forester with a degree in forestry or agriculture. 2005, Council resolution asking staff to prepare a funding request for urban forest study and tree maintenance program. 2007, a biodiverse city with the highest tree canopy among comparable cities, one of the strategic plan goals. The October staff report states that urban forest management plan will be finalized with details for implementation and be presented to council in the first quarter of 2008. November, council resolution that staff report back following the visioning process with cost estimate for urban forest management plan. 2008, in January, council approved the strategic urban forest management plan as a priority. We're in 2009.
Okay, 30 seconds, Rick, or close to...
Well, still losing trees and canopy due to no urban forest plan or protective tree bylaw. 18 years of inaction on many plans has removed thousands of trees from our canopy. We've established urban forestry guidelines that recommend 40% tree canopy, and Guelph is currently at less than 25%. Many trees have stronger tree bylaws than Guelph. It is quickly click through the ones that we have been in touch with. So what we're asking is pass an interim tree bylaw without further delay, complete the strategic urban forest management plan so that they're seen as green infrastructure, connect trees to water and conservation and efficiency, establish an urban forestry department, hire a certified forester. Once again, the Abood report is cited. Form an urban forest advisory committee, which was a recommendation of the city. And I think that's it.
Thank you very much, Rick.